This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. When I was a kid, we lived out east for a couple of years, and the night before Halloween was called Mischief Night. That was when the older kids pulled pranks on their neighbors, stuff like TPing trees and soaping windows. But what mischief might lurk in the garden at night? The top prankster would have to be the raccoon. They're like a really cute little kid with a continual glint of naughty in their eyes, wreaking havoc as they dig through garbage cans, foraging for food. They let all the neighbors know what you're tossing and give you a job to do before you leave for work. Toads, those warty, croaking creatures, come out at night to eat insects and other small animals. They may not be pretty, but they're definitely valuable. Toads need to be on the lookout for shrews. Shrews are ferocious little things that will attack and kill animals bigger than they are. They need to eat their own weight each night. They do weigh less than an ounce, but carry quite an attitude in those very sharp little teeth. Stay away from shrews. I had a friend who, as a kid, picked up a shrew, which promptly bit his lip and wouldn't let go. Slightly traumatizing for a little person, or a great video for America's Funniest Videos. The badger is a nocturnal feeder with a reputation for ferocity. It's actually not as mean as you might think and has been known to share a den with the red fox. However, don't corner this guy. You won't like the outcome. They're the only mammal that can tunnel in after a pocket gopher in its hole and get it. For that, I say, keep them around, just not too close. The nocturnal coyote has made a comeback. Their fur is soft, warm, and luxurious. But don't be deceived. These guys are predators. Keep Fifi in the house or she's dinner. Check out GardenBite.com for pictures and more information. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.